Welcome back to Juneau Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein. For high school students who sign up for the Summer Career Academy at the University of Alaska Southeast, there's a ton of opportunities to get a jump on college and future professional opportunities. So it's just 1 week, but it sounds like there's a chance to learn a lot. And joining us now to tell us about what it's like, what sounds like an amazing experience, is both Tina Ryman, and Tina is with the UAS STEPS. She's the program coordinator there. And Mary McEwen is the director of Southeast Alaska Area Health Education Center. Thanks to both of you for joining. And Tina, I know you're joining from Yakutat, so thanks for calling in long distance there. And Mary, thanks for joining us as well.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, tell me a little, Mary, I'll turn to you first. Tell me a little bit about what's being planned here, what's going on.
Sure, thanks. So the Summer Career Academy is happening the week of May 31st through June 4th. That's the week following Memorial Day Monday. So we're actually starting on a Tuesday and going through Saturday that week. And this is aimed at students between the ages of 16 and 24 to come join others on campus at UAS. Most of the classes will be based out of the Tech Center downtown, but students will also be able to, if they're coming from out of town, stay in UAS housing and get a little bit of that residential college experience, as well as earning course credit, and they're all kind of career-focused courses, so it should be a great experience.
Yeah, so the courses that are sort of like, I mean, the one that always catches my eye is outboard and small engine repair. Something I've always felt like, I want to take that course. But so there's those kinds of things, health career stuff, behavioral health, construction trades, things like that. So it's all those things that are sort of can immediately be put towards a vocation.
Exactly. Yeah, they're condensed courses, so 1 to 3 credits in that week. But yeah, entry level, skills based classes.
And Tina, I'll turn to you. Tell me first of all, STEPS. Can you tell me what that stands for and what that's all about?
Yeah, STEPS is a federally funded program, actually administered by the Alaska Association of School Boards. STEPS stands for Supporting Transitions in Educational Promise in Southeast Alaska. And it's a cradle-to-career program, 22 partners, a huge grant. UAS and Tlingit and Haida and CERC through this program are mostly concerned with post-secondary opportunities for students in Southeast Alaska, and particularly the partner districts, of which Juneau is one. And then we have some other schools outside of Juneau who there's opportunity to bring students in to participate in this program.
And that's a really exciting part of it, is that students from outside Juneau will be able to be housed there at the Auk Bay campus. There's opportunities for that to happen, and then have the classes at the Career and Tech Center, which is downtown.
Yeah, the idea is to give students that on-campus experience. That's written kind of into our solutions for the STEPS grant, and we find that it's one of the data-driven ways that students can succeed in their first year of college is if they've had a chance to come and experience a little bit of college life beforehand. So that's part of the aim.
It is so much a part of the learning environment, is being around other people, students, peers that are also learning the same kind of stuff at the same time, sharing that. It's sort of how the brain ends up taking in a lot of that, it feels like. You know, you end up having a social experience around what you're also learning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, tell me, Mary, I'll turn to you. Tell me a little bit about some of the kind of nuts and bolts of it. It's happening starting in May 31st, as you said, and can you just step through the courses that are offered?
Yeah, so there are 4 courses that are being offered concurrently. So students will pick one of those courses to attend. As you mentioned, outboard and small engine repair is one. Also, construction trades. There's also introduction to behavioral health, which is a 3-credit class. and then health career exploration, which is combined with a one credit first aid and CPR class.
Well, let me ask you to kind of go through and let me ask you about each one of those. So construction trades, is that kind of a hands-on thing, or is it more talking about what general opportunities there are in constructions, or is it a combination?
So the construction trades class is actually 3 1 credit classes, intro to construction trades, construction tools, a one credit course that concentrates on the tools, and then the OSHA certification class. So every student who takes this group of classes will come out of it with an OSHA certification, which is a career ready certification.
Wow, and such an important thing, you know, that seems so important because, I mean, I worked in construction a little bit and, you know, you just got thrown in, at that time, I got thrown into being a carpenter's apprentice. You know, they weren't talking about safety and they weren't talking about proper, you know, it was just kind of get it done. I think that's such an interesting and important way to approach something like that is to get an OSHA certification first and foremost so that you know the proper and safe way to use the tools that you're going to be introduced to.
Yeah, so part of the another major aim of this is to, you know, we've kind of designed most of these classes. So we chose the first aid CPR combination class because students will come out with a certification as well. And the first aid CPR is something that a lot of employers will provide to their employees, like right out of the gate. So I think it's helpful for students to come out of high school with first aid CPR. And then we are working on the mental health first aid, a certification for the behavioral health class as well. So we were trying to provide opportunities where students would come out not just with college credit, but also with some sort of work-ready certificate. The small engines class was something we decided to offer because it's in such high demand, especially for our people in our small communities. So that was kind of the logic behind this.
Yeah. And Mary, tell me how the Health Education Center gets involved in supporting this.
Sure. So as Tina mentioned, this Summer Academy is really a combination of some different grant funding that's making this possible, especially for funding student travel and things like that. And the Area Health Education Center, where I am, which is housed at CERC here in Juneau, but serves the whole Southeast region, our aim is really about healthcare workforce and improving the healthcare workforce in the state. And we know one of the ways to do that we like to use the phrase grow our own and ensure that students are prepared to get to know what health careers are out there so that they can pursue those in their own communities. And so we know that, you know, we get a lot of healthcare workforce from out of state and a lot of them don't stick around for very long, but our focus is to train up people from our own communities to serve our own communities. So we do a lot of programming to that effect to reach out to high school students and say, here are health careers that, you know, that go beyond doctor and nurse that you might not have thought about before. And the, you know, the wide range of skills and the wide range of educational qualifications too, that can help students get plugged in and inspired to pursue some of those paths. So the health career exploration course that will be part of this Summer Academy, we've got a lot of really cool field trips planned, such as the Airlift Northwest Hangar. We'll get to hear from a lot of different people working in different aspects of the healthcare field and hopefully inspire some of the next generation.
Yeah, it's certainly obviously healthcare professionals. It's a hot topic right now. There's a there's a lot of demand. Doesn't seem like the it's getting filled in quickly enough with people that are interested in those careers. But yeah, it does seem like there's probably a misperception out there that if you're not a doctor or a nurse, you're not wanted in that profession. And that seems like something that you must be dealing with all the time.
Yeah, that's so true. I know, you know, certified nursing assistants are a big workforce need right now in Juneau. There's a lot of different aspects to this, and we're also including behavioral health when we talk about healthcare workforce. So, need for people working in behavioral health, ranging from behavioral health assistants at the most entry level up through psychologists and psychiatrists.
Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit about how people, if they're interested in this, if this has piqued their interest a little bit, how would they get involved in being a part of this? I'll turn it to you, Tina.
So, okay. So on the UAS career education page of the UAS website, I think right on the very top, students can click on the career, the Summer Career Academy link, and there's an application there that they can fill out. They can also contact me directly through email or phone at UAS. My contact information is there too. It's also on the UAS website. And then there, after we gauge the number of students and what funding will be covering their tuition and fees, we will start registering students for the classes. The deadline is actually May 13th. And that will give us some time to bring students in from out of town. And right now we actually have a lot of interest, we have a lot of applicants, but our priority is Southeast students. So we would like to see as many Southeast students who are interested in this reach out to us and hopefully, you know, attend.
How many spots do you have overall? How many spots are you trying to fill?
I think we have room for about 30 students, but we definitely have room for about 30 students on campus to house from out of town. But we, within the actual courses, it really depends on how many students sign up for each course. We've got, I think we're capping them at 16 per course, 16 spots.
So quite a bit of room for folks that are interested in this who are between the ages of 16 and 24.
Yes, and as I mentioned, we really want Southeast students. So we're hoping to get as many applicants as possible. And then we'll just kind of go from there.
And it sounds like people shouldn't be intimidated about cost, because there are programs or they're part of this that there is some financial assistance that might be available.
Yeah, our partner who's not represented on this call today is Clinkin and Haida. So between CERC, UAS, UAS STEPS, and Clinkin and Haida, there's quite a few different funding opportunities there.
Well, it sounds like this summer program, it's happening starting May 31st, and the deadline to apply for this is May 13th. That's sort of the most important date to know about right now, is that if you're interested in this, the deadline to apply is May 13th. And again, UAS Summer Career Academy, that's just on the UAS site, so click on that link and you'll see all the information you need to know to apply for this or to maybe get a person in your life that might be interested in this or might benefit from this to get their attention on it as well. And then it takes place May 31st to June 4th. And as you said, it's four different areas of study that can lead to, you know, fulfilling careers and can lead to a lot of forward movement for folks that maybe feel like they either want to change up what they're doing or want to get a little bit more educated about what they're doing. Anything else that you want to add, either Tina or Mary?
I just want to say thanks for the opportunity to spread the word about this program.
Sure. Thanks so much for being on. That's Tina Ryman, UAS STEPS Program Coordinator. Mary, anything else you'd like to add? Mary's the director of the Southeast Alaska Area Health Education Center.
Yeah, I would just encourage people to sign up. And if you know a student in that age group from anywhere in Southeast Alaska, don't be afraid about costs because we can work with you to make it happen.
Well, thanks both of you.
Love to have you join us.
Sure, yeah. And thanks to both of you for tying in via Zoom. Tina, thanks for tying in from Yakutat. Good to get a little spread out here in Southeast Alaska, and good to hear from you there. And Mary McEwen, thank you so much for dialing in as well. We appreciate that. Once again, it's the UAS Summer Career Academy. It's happening May 31st to June 4th, but the deadline to apply for it is May 13th. That's next Friday, or two Fridays from now, May 13th. So you got a couple of weeks to look at that. And then the way to find out more information on it is to go to UAS. Just go to the UAS page and look for the UAS Summer Career Academy on that page. Thanks to both of you for joining me. Appreciate it.
Thank you.